Hello, and thank you for tuning into another episode of Sports Unraveled. I'm your host, Dan Bartels. And if you've ever been to a sporting event, you might have tried to dance your way onto the big screen during media timeouts. If you did so at a Phillies game at Citizens Bank Park during the 2018 season, there's a chance you were being filmed by Nick Roche, who works for the Philadelphia Phillies as a cameraman for Fanavision.
And now welcome on the diehard Phillies fan turned Phillies employee, Nick Roche. Thanks for coming on, Nick.
Thanks, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Now, Nick, can you tell me what your job is all about and how Fanavision really works?
Well, Fanavision is the in-house video service that we have at Citizens Bank Park. And it's a staff that's overall about 80 to 100 people. But on game days, it's close to about 20, 25, or 30, depending on the game and the demand that we have with the amount of people that are coming in. So I'm a camera operator for them. We also have replay operators, a director in TD, which is what you'll see, and any normal video format or for a TV station or production company or anything like that. And we also have the more conspicuous role, Dan Baker, the PA announcer, is also in our department and stuff like that. We get to see him every day. He's a very shining face for our department. And we have video playback for all the videos that you see up on the board. We have producers and music, all the walk-up songs for every player that comes up, and an audio board operator that controls all the audio for the music and for the videos that we play on the board and stuff like that. And so it's a very large cohesive unit, and sometimes we get it right.
All right, so that's a lot falling under one grouping, but you're a camera operator. So what really prepared you for that job?
Well, my time at Temple, I worked on the sports show at Temple, Al Sports Update, and while we did not have a baseball team in my time at Temple, they got rid of baseball my freshman year when I was at my old college, and so I never got to film baseball while I was at Temple. But filming a lot of sports and fast pace and slow pace and stuff like that, it really prepared me a lot, and that's something that like I brought up in the interview with my now bosses, is that like I've been filming sports for a while. I didn't get the chance to film baseball, but I love baseball. I've watched baseball my whole life. I know how it should be shot. And the only thing that was really left to do was just show me how to use the camera, because I hadn't used the cameras that we used at the ballpark at Temple. They're more in comparison, it's more of like a studio camera, but we have it outdoors, so it's subject to weather. And which can be an issue at times, but we have like rain covers because in the summer there's often rain and stuff like that. We have to recover and break down at the end of every homestand. So in terms of like the camera itself, that was really the only thing that I wasn't used to. But in terms of what shots I should get and what the functions on the camera mean, it really there wasn't really much left in translation aside from that.
And so how's the transition into a new camera like that? Is that hard?
It was hard at first. The one thing I was worried about from the very start was getting the focus down, because what my responsibility as at my position, I'm usually in the visitors or the Phillies dugout on the field. So I had to shoot left-handed and right-handed batters walking up to the plate, and pitchers coming in from the bullpen, and mound visits, and infield plays and stuff like that. And so the hardest part for me was probably just learning to focus on moving objects. That was really a big thing. And like after probably the first month, because I shadowed a couple of games, and then after the first month, I got to the point where I know what the focus knob should feel like when when Odubel Herrera is coming from the dugout as compared to when he actually reaches the plate. And that's a difference of about like 20, 25 feet. So it really got used to it. And or Rhys Hoskins running from the batter's box to first base on a base hit or something like that. So it really got it, so after a while, you just got a feel for it. And that was really what the people that trained me told me, like, you're going to get a feel for it after a while. And once you do, it'll be a piece of cake.
Now, growing up, you were a Phillies fan, you know, obviously this is like big for you to be working from them now. Well, how's that transition into being a fan and now working for the team that you've been watching your whole life?
It was actually kind of interesting because when I was at Temple, we would film Temple games, but we were members of the press. We didn't work for Temple. So I couldn't root for Temple verbally or like show anything on a sideline or in a press box or on a baseline or wherever. But now that, like, I have a Phillies logo on my uniform, I'm paid by the Phillies, so now I can visibly root for the team that I'm filming, which was actually a difference that, like, I knew that, like, if they didn't let me cheer or do something like that, it would have been really difficult because, like, I loved Temple since I was a kid, and so, but, like, after a while of, like, hey, like, you can't do that, you can't cheer, you can't show any emotion or stuff like that, it was really a difference. But once I got back to the ballpark, it was a piece of cake in terms of, like, cheering but also getting my job done at the same time. So, like, if Rhys Hoskins hits a ball out and for some reason you'll get a shot of him running around first base and him doing the double horns around first base or whatever, and at some point, someone actually made fun of me up in the booth. I didn't get in trouble for it, but you saw me turning my camera with one arm and my left arm in the air. And so it was really, like, it was a dream to like, work there and, like, get there two and a half hours before first pitch and get to see batting practice. Like, I caught a few balls in batting practice. Some of the ushers will show up 3 hours before game time and bring baseball mitts for batting practice, and they'll and like it's really crazy. And so they go really hard for batting practice, and a lot of the ushers will get upset with, like, the other ushers because I'll catch a ball, I'm working in the Phillies dugout that night, I'll give it to a kid or something like that. But a lot of people will not give it to anyone. And it's really crazy. The only ball I didn't give was a batting practice ball that I got from Jorge Alfaro. And that was just, like, random. Because, honestly, I forgot I had it. But those people go really hard. And it's really – it's such a fun place to work. Because you know that going there your entire life for games and stuff like that, the people there are super nice. And that doesn't change once you start working there. So, like, and now I get to be a part of it. So I'm like, oh, great. I get to be nice to people and also do my job. And so, like, and you get to have an impression on people that these same people had an impression on my experience. And that's why I love the Phillies and love baseball so much. And so knowing that, oh, I'm going to get this person on camera doing the kiss cam, it was probably their first time, and they're going to remember that for a while. And if their friends were there, they're going to bring it up at parties and everything like that for the next 20 years, probably, or something like that. And so, oh, Paul, remember when you were on the kiss cam, but you guys weren't really in a relationship yet? That was funny as heck. And so, like, it's really a fun time. And that's the approach that a lot of us take into our job. It's just, like, you don't know if this is their first game, if they go to every single home game this year, if they're going to go to this game and they're not going to go to another Phillies game for another 10, 15 years. You really don't know. So you just try to make the experience as good for everybody. And that was something that I felt when I was going there as a kid and even up until we were in college. And I still go to games. But when I'm rarely off, I try to go to games because it's so much fun. And so because of the atmosphere that's there. And we're not – we don't – we didn't have – We didn't lead the league in attendance last year, which is very well publicized, but you just know it. But like with a team that's on the rise and stuff like that, you just know that the people will come, and once they do come, it'll be the same approach for us, whether if there's 1,000 fans in the stands or 45. So
does it help to have that passion that like you are trying to give, you know what it's like to be a fan, and you're trying to give the fans that same experience?
Oh yeah, it's an extra level of motivation that you have, because I love what I do. I love what I do if it's filming basketball at Penn in front of 2,000 people, or if it's filming baseball at Citizens Bank Park in front of 40,000 people. So like it's an extra level of motivation. Also, it pays the bills, so that's one level of motivation. But like it really helped me that like, oh man, it rarely happens, but when I'm really feeling like, oh, I really don't want to go to work today, it's a 12:30 first pitch of a doubleheader, and it's gonna be a long day. But like, you just know that like once you actually get there and you hear the crack of the bat and you smell the popcorn and everything else, it's just, you really are a fan. And I know a lot of people that work at the ballpark that aren't Phillies fans, but they still love it because they love baseball. And so, like, and there's really like, if you love baseball, you can really work for any team. It doesn't matter, because like it's
would just you work for the Mets?
No. it's actually funny. I actually applied for a job with their AA affiliate.
Yeah.
And yeah, probably.
All right. Cool.
Just because, it's baseball. And like it's still gonna pay the bills, which helps.
Very fair.
I think I would. And people have been asking me that question for 10 years. And they're just like, Nick, you love the Phillies. Would you ever work for the Mets or work for the Yankees or anything like that? I'll say, yeah, because they're in New York. They probably pay well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there you go. Now, were you ever filming two people on the kiss cam and you just. And they just looked really awkward. Maybe they weren't a couple at all. Maybe they were brother and sister. Who knows?
I actually did film a brother and a sister.
How'd you feel about that?
I was laughing my butt off, let me tell you. And so, like, it was really funny. Because, like, I'm new at it. So, especially in the dugout, we already have, like, a very limited scope of who we can shoot and who we can't. And so, because, like, everybody's in our way. Because, so, like, I can't film. And also, we try to shy away from, it's a little company secret, we try to shy away from filming right in front of the left field scoreboard because they can't see themselves a lot of times. So, I was told to shy away from it. If you see somebody that's out there and having the time of their life, do it. But, like, if you're just looking for, like, a generic shot, try not to go there. But it was really... So tell your friends, if they want to get on the board, don't sit in left field. No, I'm kidding. but it was honestly, so the kiss cam was always my toughest thing, because you don't know who's with each other, and we do the kiss cam every game. That's one of the things that we're contractually obligated to do. We're contractually obligated to do the kiss cam every game. And so, because that's what the sponsor paid for. It's like Montgomery County Weddings sponsors the kiss cam or something. And they paid for it to be done every single game. And so, and we have our production meeting before the game. So for a 7 o'clock game, we'll have a production meeting at about 5:30, and then we'll go eat dinner. And we do kiss cam every game. And there's a thing called tag board that we do every game. And so, like, there are things that we do every game. And so, like, when I'm even though we do it every game, I still found difficulty with the kiss cam. I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
But, and we also did, like, the smile cam, where we'll get, like, a shot of, like, people, like, facing forward. And we'll put, like, an emoji smile on their face. And so, and it's, like, really awkward, because, like, even if they're not smiling, it shows. And so, like, we'll do that every game. And that was also very difficult, because they literally have to be facing forward. It's like those Snapchat filters. They have to be looking at the camera a certain way, otherwise it won't work.
Yeah.
So, they have to be looking at the camera a certain way, but we can't tell them, hey, up at 207, look this way. Like, you can't really do that. And so you have to find the people that are looking in your direction and that you can also get in the, like, right line of fire. And you also have to sell the shot to your director because your director doesn't have to cut to you. We have five other cameras that are going around the stands and have better vantage points than I do and also have longer lenses than I do. So the cameras in the dugout have the shortest lenses of all the cameras at the ballpark because we're only filming the infield.
Yeah.
So that's another difficult thing. But, yeah, I definitely had my fair share of mix-ups with the Kiss cam, let me tell you.
That's funny. All right, now, Nick, like I said, you're obviously a diehard Phillies fan. Right. Now, I'm here. I'm going to try to stump you today with some questions. So I've got some Phillies trivia for you. So
let's do it.
I hope you're ready. I hope you study it up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. True or false, the Phillies made at least one error in every game of the 2008 World Series.
Ooh. That's a tough one. Made at least one error? I'm going to say false.
That is true.
Oh, wow.
The Phillies did make one error in every single game of the 2008 World Series, but hey, they still won in five games.
Well, so. I mean, the defense this year was historically bad, so if they made the World Series this year, they probably would have had five errors in every game.
Which is why they didn't make the World Series.
Yeah.
Or the playoffs, for that matter.
Yeah.
All right. In what season did the Philly Fanatic make his debut? And this is a multiple choice question, so
I know the answer.
But all right, no, let's. Are you confident?
Yeah, yes.
All right, let's hear it.
1978.
You are correct, sir. Doesn't even need the multiple choices.
I'm good friends with the Fanatic, let me tell you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What former Philly star became a U.S. senator?
That would be Jim Bunning.
Yes, it would be.
The senator from Kentucky, I believe.
He's got the state as well. Mm-hmm. Name the Phillies player who was the first ever to record double figures in homers, doubles, triples in each of his first four seasons.
Ooh, double digits and doubles, triples, and home runs? Is that one?
Home runs, doubles, and triples. Double digits, yep.
Hmm, in each of his first four seasons?
Yep.
The first Philly.
He's still alive.
He's still alive.
Yep. Okay. And he still works in baseball, I believe.
Hmm. Okay. Well, that can be said for a few people I have in my head. I'm going to go Jimmy Rollins.
Incorrect. He's older than that.
Older than that?
Yeah. Oh,
let me give it another swing.
All right.
Hall of Famer?
You stumped me on that one. Yeah. I don't know.
He probably isn't. The Phillies only have a handful of Hall of Famers.
Yeah, I don't think he is.
That's older than Rollins?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
It's not Schmidt, is it?
No, it's not Schmidt. He did work for the Phillies again, though.
Yeah. John Kruk?
Nope, it's Juan Samuel.
Juan Samuel! He had double-digit home runs? Oh, I don't believe that.
That's all something. Right. Well, Nick Roche, you're a great fan and a great employee, too, of the Philadelphia Phillies. Thank you so much for coming on today. And thank you for those who have tuned in at home. I'm Dan Bartels, and I'll be back next time with more Sports Unraveled. And feel free to follow me on Twitter at DanBartels19.